for the opening problem. Max received a gumball machine for his 12th birthday, and instead of bringing the entire machine for his classmates, he decided to bring 24 gumballs to school, one for each of them. And so now he needs to make a box to stack all of his gumballs to take to school. And so how many ways can he stack his gumballs, either one on top of the other end or side by side, to make a box-like figure? So, what are some of the dimensions that you found? Anyone? Yeah, go ahead. Sure, you can go for all of them.
I'd say 1 by 1 by 24.
Okay, 1 by 1 by 24.
1 by 6 by 4.
1 by 6 by 4.
2 by 6 by 2.
2 by 6 by 2.
And 1 times 12 times 2.
1 by 12 times 2 times 12. By 12, yeah.
3 by 4 by 2.
3 by 4 by 2. Okay, did anyone get any more? Yeah, go ahead.
1 by 3 by 8.
1 by 3 by 8. So there are 6 ways that Max can stack his gumballs. Because we need to find a box-like figure, we need 3 dimensions, length, width, and height. So we need to find the factors of 24, not in pairs of 2, but in pairs of 3, to get our 3 dimensions. So these are the 6 different ways to find 3 dimensions that will give you 24 gumballs. Okay, so volume of 3D figures is our topic for today. So the volume V of a 3D figure is the amount of space it occupies. And the way we measure volume is in units cubed, or cubed units. So the first thing we're going to discuss is the volume of a prism. So does anyone want to give me a shout at what a prism is?
So, and like the name of that thing?
Uh-huh.
A triangle prism would have like a triangle on both sides with both sides connected by rectangles.
Exactly. So a prism is a 3D figure with 2 parallel congruent polygon shaped faces that are called the bases. And these two are connected by rectangles that join these 2 bases together. And a prism is named by the shape of its base. So here it's a triangular base, so it's a triangular prism. Here we have a rectangle base, so it's a rectangular prism. And the only exception to this is a cylinder, right? So a cylinder has a circular base, but it only has a smooth surface that connects the two together. So that's technically not a prism, but it falls under kind of the same category. So the formula for finding the volume of any prism is the area of the base times the height. So if this base is a triangle, you take the area of a triangle, which we all know, right? Base times height divided by 2, times the height of the prism. And if you don't remember, at the back of your sheet, there's a perimeter and area table that you can refer to if you ever forget. Okay, so you guys can look to the back. There's a perimeter and area of a bunch of different shapes that you'll need for these problems. And so you can refer to that. So we're going to do an example. So Jerome is building a tent with his father for the first time and wants to fill the entire tent with sleeping bags, just for fun. And so the dimensions of the tent are shown below. So we have, what kind of prism is this? Guys? Yeah? It's a triangular prism. So we want to know how many sleeping bags will he be able to fit in his tent if each sleeping bag has a volume of 0.75 meters cubed. Right, so this is a triangular prism. And we can see that by noticing that the bases, the 2 congruent faces parallel to each other, are triangles. So to find the volume of it, we're going to take the area of the triangle first, which is base times height over 2. So we're given the base, which is 1.5 meters. And what's the height of the triangle?
2 meters.
2 meters, right? So we take the base times height divided by 2, and we get 1.5 meters. And so now we multiply that by the height of the prism. What's the height? Yeah?
2.
2. No, not quite, not 2. The height of the prism. Not the height of the tent, the height of the prism. Yep. 3.5, because if you flip the tent on its side, this will be the height of the prism. The height of the tent is also the height of the triangle, but the height of the prism is this side, which is 3.5. So you multiply 1.5 by that, and you get 5 1/4 meters cubed. So the volume of the tent is 5 1/4 meters cubed. And so since each sleeping bag is 3/4 meter cubed, we take 5.25 and divide it by 0.75, and we get 7. And so we know that he'll be able to fit 7 sleeping bags in his tent. Okay, so with that in mind, I want you to complete exercise 1, which is finding the volume of the following prisms. Okay, we're going to take it up. So for the first one, so the volume is?
The area of the base times?
Times the height.
Times the height. So area of base times the height. And we'll say, so what's the base in this?
2.5
by?
1.
Okay, so the area is going to be of a rectangle, which is length times width, right? So we're going to take 2.5 times 1. And that's going to give us the area of the base. And then we're going to multiply by the height. And what's the height? Yeah, go ahead. 17. And when you multiply all those together, what do you get?
42.5.
And remember, volume is in units cubed, so it is 42.5
centimeters cubed,
correct. So remember to always add your units at the end, okay? At the end of your answer. You don't have to include it in between, but at the end, make sure to add in your units. How about the next one? Area of the base times the height. And what's the area? What's the base? It's a circle. So how do you find the area of a circle? Yeah, go ahead.
Pi
r squared, where r is? The radius. Okay, times the height. What's the height?
13.
And what's the radius? Pi times, what's the radius?
8.
8 squared. What's 8 squared?
64.
Times 13. And if we round off pi to equal 3.14, just to make our calculations a little bit easier, what will be our area? Yeah, go ahead.
2,612.48.
Okay, did everybody get around there?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm going to say it's around 2,613. It's approximately that, so we're going to put that sign. Give or take 1 centimeter cubed. So it's 2,613
centimeters cubed.
Always remember to add your units. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the volumes of cones and pyramids. So a pyramid, so it's a 3D figure with a polygon base. So any type of polygon. And all the other faces are triangles that meet at a common vertex at the top. And so the exception to this is a cone, which has a circular base, and it has a smooth surface that meets at a common vertex. So the volumes of pyramids and cones are closely related. And we're going to do an activity to figure this out. So by doing the experiment, we found that it takes
three
cones to fill the cylinder, meaning that the volume of the cylinder is three times the volume of the cone. This is the same for any other pyramid and prism with the same base and the same height. So you have to realize that this only worked because we had a cone that had the same base as the cylinder we were working with, and also the same height as the cylinder we were working with. So if you had the volume of a cylinder, what would you multiply to get the corresponding component?
1/3.
Mm-hmm.
1/3.
Right? Because the cylinder is three times as many, right? So 3 of the cone or the pyramid will equal the corresponding prism, which is what we found out. So I want you to use what we learned in the experiment to complete exercise 2, which is finding the volume of the following cone and pyramid using the formula that you're given above. So for exercise two, we're going to take it out now. The volume of the first one, a cone. How do we find the volume of a cone? Can someone list out all the steps for me? Yeah.
Volume of a cylinder.
Uh-huh.
Divided by 3.
Okay, so volume of cylinder divided by 3. Okay, so what's the volume of a cylinder? How do you find that out?
Area of the circle times the height.
Pi r squared times the height, and then divide by 3. So what's r? What's the radius? Yeah.
6.
6. The 6 squared is?
36.
Okay, so pi times 36. And what's the height?
11.
Times 11. And then we divide it all by?
3.
And so from here, we can substitute pi for 3.14. And what do you get?
414.48.
414, approximately.
Yeah.
Right? 414?
Centimeters squared.
Cubed. Centimeters cubed. Okay, we have the dimensions for a cylinder, right? We have the radius and we have the height. So we can find the volume of the cylinder, which is its corresponding prism, per se. And then you can divide it by 3. To find out the volume of the cone. Because you know that 3 cones, as we did in the activity, is 1 cylinder with the same base and the same height. Do you have a question?
Would that be the same for pyramid?
Yeah, cones and pyramids. Same thing. We just did the activity with the cone instead. So, the volume of this pyramid. Okay, go ahead. Okay, what's length times width times height? It's the volume of a?
Prism.
What kind of prism? Rectangular prism. 1/3 times the volume of a rectangular prism. Okay, what did you say it was 1/3 times? How do you find it? Times, what did you say?
Length times width times height.
Length times width times height. So 1/3 times, what's the length?
4.
4 times?
5.
Times?
7.
7, which is your height, and that gives you?
46.6
centimeters cubed. Okay, so the last thing we're going to talk about today is the volume of spheres. So a sphere is a 3D figure that is symmetrical around its center, where all the points on its surface are the same distance around the center point. And that distance is called the radius. So most of you know spheres as like a ball-like shape. But here we have the technical definition. So the volume for finding a sphere is 4/3 times pi times the radius cubed. So it's a little bit tricky, so you don't have to worry about memorizing it. It's there for you to use if you have any questions on it. And so we're going to do an example. So Sarah is planning a birthday party for her friend's 12th birthday. And she wants to blow up 12 spherical balloons. Okay? And if each balloon has a radius of 14 centimeters, how much air will Sarah need for the 12 balloons?
574.
So the question is asking us to find the volume of air needed to fill the 12 balloons. So to do this, we can find the volume of one balloon and then multiply by 12. So the volume of one balloon is 4/3 times pi times the radius cubed. And what did it say the radius was? 14 centimeters. So we take 4/3 times pi, which we can substitute for 3.14, times 14 cubed, which gives us approximately 821 centimeters cubed. Okay? And also that's the amount of air needed for one balloon. So to find the air needed for 12 balloons, what did you say? You multiply that by 12. You take 821, multiply that by 12, and you get
9,852
centimeters cubed of air. So now we're going to talk about Euler's formula. So first we're going to define a polyhedron. So a polyhedron is a 3D shape with flat polygon-shaped faces. So this means that the exceptions that we talked about, cones, cylinders, and spheres, they're not polyhedra. A convex polyhedron is a polyhedron where you can take any two points in the polyhedron, and the line that connects these two points is also within it. And non-convex means if you take two points, let's say these two points, and we join the line, well, that's not in the polyhedron, is it? So this is not convex. So every polyhedron has faces, vertices, and edges. So a face is one of the flat polygon-shaped surfaces. An edge is a line segment where two faces meet. And a vertex is a point where three or more faces meet. So below, if you don't quite understand or you're not sure, we have a diagram, right, that shows you a cube and a face, an edge, and a vertex. So the famous mathematician Euler discovered a relationship that involves the faces and the edges and the vertices in the form of an equation. So this works for all convex polyhedra and most non-convex polyhedra. So it works for most of them, not so much the others. So instead of giving it to you, you're going to try to figure it out on your own. So we're going to do an activity, and I'm going to hand out all of these polyhedrons with the exception of this one, which is a pentagramic pyramid. Right, and you guys can read the labels and figure out what these are actually called mathematically. And you're going to count the number of faces, edges, and vertices. And once you've filled up your chart, you're going to try to find an equation that involves all three of those. And it just involves adding and subtracting and stuff like that, nothing more complicated than that. So once you've done filling out your chart, you're going to try finding out the equation, okay?
Okay, it seems like a bunch of you
have got different variations of it. But it's an equation, so it can be moved around. So, can someone give me their variation?
Can I subtract the edges?
You what?
Subtract edges.
Okay, so faces minus edges.
Uh-huh. And you add to the vertices.
And you add the vertices?
Yeah.
And then what do? Or that equals 2?
Yeah.
2. Anybody have any other variation of it?
Faces plus vertices take away 2 equals edges.
Take away 2 equals edges, right? Again, from here, right? If we move the 2 on the opposite side, and the E on the opposite side, we get faces plus vertices minus 2 is equal to edges. Right? Which is what you said. Right? So there's different ways of writing Euler's formula. And you can write it either way as long as you get this formula at the top. Or, simply, faces plus vertices is equal to edges plus 2. And I think that's the easiest way to remember it. Take the faces, vertices, add them together, you get the edges plus 2. So now I said that this works for all convex polyhedra. Now it also works for some non-convex, which we discussed here with the pentagramic pyramid, right? Because if we take two of these vertices and join them, this imaginary line is not within the polyhedron. So it makes it non-convex. But if we count the number of faces, which is 11 faces, and we take the number of vertices, which is 11, we get faces plus the vertices, which is, we said 11 plus 11 is
22.
Then we take the edges, we get 20 plus 2 gives us 22, which is the number of faces plus vertices. So for most non-convex polyhedra, this also works. And the only times it doesn't work is when there's like a hole in the 3D figure. So if we have like a donut shape that has a hole through it, so this formula, Euler's formula, won't work for that. But for most non-convex, it'll also work. Okay? So that's the end of the lesson for today.